Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 11 with verses 6 through 8. Many are the exalted who fall into utter disgrace, many the honored who are given into the power of the few. Before investigating, do not find fault. Examine first, then criticize. Before listening, do not say a word. Interrupt no one in the midst of speaking. The world would be a better place if these rules were followed. The world will always say innocent until proven guilty, but reality speaks of injustice much deeper than that, echoing the left over the right, where no consequences are brought against the guilty who parade their exalted position of elected honor to the extent of ruining the ambiance of the once most dominant society of the world. There are so many examples, it's hard to keep up with them, and they have affected everything we do, from buying groceries to how we approach living a devout life. My poem reflects this judgment before lived, seeking to share how truth matters most, but remains blatantly ignored. Amen. The title of this 9-stanza poem is Guilt Prove, Innocent Remain. In a world where judgment reigns supreme, where opinions form before truth's gleam, a call to reason, a plea for grace, to embrace the art of a fairer chase. Innocent until proven guilty, we say, a principle that should guide our way, for in the depths of shadowed doubt lies the truth we must seek out. Let us not rush to condemn or blame, but rather examine with discerning aim, the investigate to gather every clue before casting judgment. Let us be true, for fault cannot be found in haste. Like delicate threads, truth must be traced. Let the echoes of innocence prevail as we seek the truth, the whole living tale. Through the corridors of doubt we tread, with open minds and hearts widespread. With careful eyes, let us dissect the layers of truth the facts connect. For in this world of biased cries, where falsehoods spread like wildfires rise, we must remember our duty to find the truth, the justice that binds. So let us not judge with a blind eye, but with patience, understanding, apply. Examine first, then criticize, to ensure fairness, truth's reprise. Let innocence be our guiding light as we navigate the shadows of the night. For in the pursuit of truth, we find a justice that's righteous and kind. So let us echo the anthem of grace and honor the principle we embrace. Innocent until proven guilty, we stand with open minds, justice in our hand. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, Lord, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 11. It's verses 6 through 8 in our practice today. It's an integral look by word of this three verses in Sirach chapter 11. It's where our nine stanzas came from before. Just thinking about that word of proven or innocent until proven guilty. But this is a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled Absolute Disgrace Enter Even the Exalted. Absolute Disgrace Enter Even the Exalted. The few give power to those who are honored. First, examine and investigate before they are faulted. Criticize not, listen, say nothing, speakers interrupt not. Dishonored. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's January 25th, 2024. And we're recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim daily how it is to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. As we close today at 7:21 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, my friends, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.